The White House acknowledged yesterday that the ongoing threat of war is making investors nervous, and that is taking a toll on the economy. The president spoke following the release of a report suggesting that consumers are growing gloomier about the country's economic prospects. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The conference board said its monthly index of consumer sentiment fell to 64, its lowest level in nearly a decade. It was a much bigger drop than most economists had expected. Not only have consumers grown less confident about their current economic condition, they're also more pessimistic about how they'll be doing 6 months from now. Nancy Vandenhouden, an analyst at Stone and McCarthy Research, says several factors accounted for the drop.
I think it's a combination of the prospects of war, the current labor markets, and also what's been going on with financial markets, primarily stock markets, and how that's affecting people's income.
With yesterday's numbers, the confidence index is down by almost a half in less than a year. Economists say a long-term decline in consumer sentiment can cause people to spend less, and that can slow growth. But some economists cautioned yesterday that the conference board's report can't necessarily be taken at face value. Mark Vittner of Wachovia Corporation says even though people claim to be more pessimistic about the economy, they continue to buy real estate, cars, and appliances at relatively healthy rates.
You don't make those kind of economic decisions if you're feeling very uncertain about the near-term economic outlook, because you don't want to be on the hook for a home mortgage if you're about to lose your job. So I think that that's a ray of hope in these numbers.
Vittner says the threat of war in Iraq may well be making consumers more skittish, and that, he says, could hurt the economy. But confidence could also rebound quickly if the war ends soon and the uncertain political situation is resolved. In the meantime, Democrats used the release of the report yesterday to accuse the president of ignoring the economy, and President Bush called on Congress to pass his latest proposed tax cuts. He said Congress has a fundamental mission to help move the economy forward, whether or not the country goes to war. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.